Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Everyone knows Iowa's caucus was a huge debacle. No one is still quite sure if all the votes were properly counted. A couple of the presidential candidates have questioned the veracity of the results and have called for revisiting the outcome. Nevada was supposed to be free of all the problems Iowa experienced. For instance, the apps that were used by Democrats in Iowa were going to be used by Democrats in Nevada, and after Iowa, Nevada Democrats scrapped using those apps or the company that had developed them. So what has the result been here as Democrats began their caucus process? On the first day, some voters complained they had to wait for hours in order to cast their votes. Three voters in line at the AFL-CIO site in Henderson claimed they had been waiting for about 2 hours. Some precinct locations didn't have enough iPads to check voters' registration. In all fairness, the second day of early voting saw far fewer problems. Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid helped Nevada become the first Western contest on the calendar in time for the 2008 election. His theory was that it would bring more attention to the Silver State, more presidential candidates would visit the Silver State, and that would bring more and more overall prestige to Nevada. Now, while that has been correct to a certain degree, the Nevada public seems to be tiring of the problems associated with the caucus system. It's extremely difficult to caucus. The caucuses are party-run, are usually manned by volunteers, and require caucus-goers to arrive at a certain time or else risk not being counted. These last points have largely been responsible for the 2020 change to early caucus voting. That has still not quite satisfied the voting public. In a recent Nevada poll conducted on behalf of the Review Journal and AARP, half of Democrats said they would be strongly in favor of changing the nominating process. Two-thirds of those polled support changing how Nevada nominates presidential candidates from caucuses to a primary, while only 23% opposed the idea. As Harry recast his early caucus votes, he admitted that after the Super Tuesday states votes in March, the state party will consider whether it should change back to a primary system. So the majority of Democrats and the party leader who led the way for those early caucuses are now changing their tune. A primary vote in Nevada could include presidential choices and be moved earlier than the general primary that's slated for the second Tuesday in June. In other words, a primary election that includes all offices of a given party could be held in either the end of February or could be held in conjunction with the Super Tuesday states, which this year is on March 3rd. Nevada could still offer an early voting option that would ensure plenty of opportunities for everyone to vote. And given the people would be voting for so many other offices under a primary system, it's fairly certain to assume more votes would automatically be cast for presidential preferences. An all-inclusive party primary would save the political parties a lot of money, and the cost of including presidential options on the ballot would be nil to negligible. If there were no caucus gatherings, any negative issues connected with caucuses, issues such as the reported pressure and arm-twisting to garner votes for a given candidate, would not exist. A primary system would be fair, equitable, time-saving, cost-saving, and makes the most sense. After the 2020 election year has come and gone, Nevada should once again become a primary state. It's only common sense. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.